Some people thought that Chinese had no humor, and I object to this statement.
其实你如果去研究中国历史，在三国时代就已经有一些中国人写的笑话流传下来。
And actually, if you have time to study the Chinese history, and during the time of the Three Kingdoms, and at that time, you could find that there were some kind of humorous statements already recorded.
所以呢，我这个这些年来，我常常喜欢收集一些笑话。
So for these many years, I like to collect some stories of humorous nature.
我现在讲的笑话跟今天题目没有关系
了。And now I'd like to give you one humorous story and slightly deviate from the message.
只是让你们夫妻有的时候想想好笑好笑，这个化解一下你们中间紧张的气氛。
And just to help you to have more a lighter life and after some heavy day, busy day.
有一个丈夫对他太太讲。
And one time, the husband talked to the wife.
我实在不明白为什么上帝把女人造得那么美又那么笨。
And I don't understand why that God would create a woman so beautiful yet so stupid.
我想这句话很多男的听着说阿门。
And many of the men would say yes at this time.
这个妻子很安静地回答他。
And the wife responded quietly.
这很简单。
And very simple answer.
说上帝把我造得很美。
And God created me is so beautiful.
所以你爱我。
Therefore you can love me.
他把我造得那么笨，所以我爱你。这一类的笑话我收集很多，都跟夫妇家庭有关系的。
This kind of humor is very good. We need to collect it.
我不能通通告诉你们，要不然下次来没有笑话可以讲。
I cannot tell you all at this time. We save some for the future.
但是这些笑话很多都是从 Reader's Digest 拿出来的。
And often this kind of humor can be found in the magazine Reader's Digest.
你们这些常常站在讲台预备讲道或者常常讲道的人，我鼓励你们收集类似这种非常恰当、非常有意思的一些笑话。
And I encourage you who are serving the Lord or being prepared to serve the Lord to begin collect this kind of statements to help the preaching.
如果传道人在一起的时候呢，不妨有机会分享一下最近看到的笑话。
And when the ministers get together, maybe you can share what you have as a good finds for the recent days.
我跟唐崇荣弟兄，我们是同年纪。
I am the classmate with the.
No, Stephen Tong 跟我是 same age.
Oh.And the pastor, Reverend Stephen Tong, was born at the same time as Reverend Lee.
那么每一次我们见面，一坐下来，一定，前面十五分钟、二十分钟、半个钟头，我们就交换最新资料啊。然后我们，而且我们都同意说，他讲的笑话我可以用，我讲的笑话他可以用。
And each time when we met, and we probably spent the first 20 or 30 minutes exchanging some new findings in our paper or magazines, and often mine can be useful to him, and his can be very useful for me.
我跟周主培牧师也是有这样约法三章，他的笑话我可以用，我的笑话他可以用。
And I have the same agreement with the Reverend Moses Chow, and his collection of humor and my collection of humor can be exchanged.
时间实在过得非常快，我们刚来的时候，我们觉得哇，三天好像很长。
And time really goes fast. And when we first came here, we thought that 3 days seemed to be very long.
现在回头看看，这三天过得好快。
And now we look back, 3 days seem to be just a moment.
这次的主题是家庭与侍奉。
This time the theme is family and service.
像刚才李师母提到的，我们一个在教会里面很强烈的负担，就是怎么样能够让教会家庭化，让家庭能够教会化。
And as Mrs. Lee mentioned earlier, and we have one strong emphasis for the church, that is to make the church like, church like a family, and make our family like a church.
或者信仰生活化，或者生活信仰化。
Or to make our belief into our daily living, and make our daily living agree with our belief.
不管今天每天早上的家庭的专题，或者每天晚上培灵侍奉的专题，我想我们都挖掘出一些问题，挖掘出一些的可能你们夫妇之间隐藏了很久的一些现象。
And during our morning workshop or evening message, and probably we have already dug into the ground and found out some.problems of your family or something that you'd like to discuss.
我们 相信冰冻三尺非一日之寒。
And they all believe that the block of ice, a thief, 3 feet thick, does not make all in by one day.
那么这几年来，我一直强调的另外一句，不是真正中国的成语，是我自己发明的，解冻三尺非一时之热。
So I paraphrase this and say that to melt a block of ice in of 3 feet thick.You cannot just go by the heat of one day.
不要以为说我参加了这次的这个退休会，我们家庭的问题从此就迎刃而解，什么问题都没有，没有那样的好事情。
So don't you think that in such a beautiful way that all our problems in the family solved because we have attended this one meeting?
我讲这句话不是对全能的神有任何的怀疑。
And I make this statement is not because I have any doubt.About this Almighty God,
而是对你我这一些很差劲的人，我没有信任。
And it is rather because, and I know you and me, and we know our failed future that we are not that very trustworthy.
因为每一次我讲那样的一个 statement 的时候，人家就说：“哎呀，李牧师，你对神难道没有信心吗？”
Because whenever I made this kind of statement in the past, people would question that, Reverend Lee, you seem to have little faith.
但是事实上，我不是对神没有信心，我对神很有信心。但是我对你没有信心，我对我没有信心。
And in the contrast, I have all my faith in God, but I have very little faith in you or in me myself.
所以感谢主，主就让我们经历一天一天、一天一天的来累积我们在神面前的学习，来累积我们在神面前的经历。
So by God's grace, we accumulate this kind of learning. We learn every day, and we will not stop.
我从来不相信 shortcut 那个捷径。
And I don't believe that there will be any shortcut in our 捷径。
捷径。
Oh, in the clinic.
No, 就是 shortcut.
Oh, 捷径。
捷径。
I don't believe in shortcuts whatsoever.
或者台湾人说短路，就亚呆咯，就自杀的意思。forget that part. 实在这几天的这个聚会里面，我不晓得师母，我还没有跟他谈。我觉得每一次我们分享一类这一类的信息，我觉得我们自己也得很大的帮助。
I have not exchanged my feeling with the Mrs. Lee yet because we are so busy. But I do believe that each time we preach, and we as a couple also gain a whole lot.
他讲的在别的地方讲过，我讲的也在别的地方讲过。
And whatever she taught, probably she already told other congregations before, and also what I taught probably already presented somewhere else.
如果我在别的地方讲过的信息，我要再讲，我一定要重新整理。但是这一次在重新整理的时候，我得到许多新的领受，我实在要谢谢主，要谢谢你们。
Oh, of course, if I have to preach the same topic, I have to rearrange all my material.And at this time, when I prepare my material, I gain a whole lot. I thank the Lord, and I thank all of you for inviting us to come.
我有一个祷告，就是求主给每一个有心侍奉的人，注意哦，给每一个有心侍奉的人有一个约翰福音21章的经历。
And I pray that all of you who have a heart, a desire of serving the Lord, and have the experience as recorded in John chapter 21.
戴信雄，这个。弟兄跟我打电话的时候，他特别说：“好不好？最后一堂，你给我们来一个挑战。”
And Dr. Tai, Brother Daniel Tai, called Reverend Lee and asked if we could have a message challenging all of us believers during this last period of our message.
我在电话里面不好意思跟他吵。
And over the telephone, I could not quarrel with him or argue with him.
其实我心里面在说，我每一天到每一句话都是挑战，不是最后一堂。
And I said that every word I said well, should be a challenge. And how should I preach this only in the very last hour?
不过了解他的意思，就是说希望最后来一个最厉害的，那么这个致命的一击，然后每一个人呢。血流成河，让我们回家去了。
And I understand what he has in mind. He wants me to have this most the hardest blow at this time to wake you up or to make you really aware that and when you maybe say you will be going home bleeding and feeling in joy.
Bleeding in joy. Amen. 但是让我很坦白、很直率的跟大家分享我心里面的负担。
But I'd like to share with you what I have in my mind.
我觉得中国教会或者说西方有一些近前派的教会，有的时候太看重那么一个很强烈的一个戏剧化的一个经历，有它的好处，但是也有它的危机。
And the Chinese churches or some of the very conservative churches in America, they emphasize some of the very unusual, extraordinary experience, and this could become a crisis.
所以等我这样想的时候，这个最后一堂的压力对我就比较小一点。要不然一出的时候压力好大，哎呀，我一定要把最精彩的、最过瘾的、最厉害的，到最后的时候再来那么一下。
When I thought of this, then I can be more relaxed because I don't have to save the very best, the most powerful one for this last hour.
很多人讲到喜欢把最感动人的故事放在最后。
And many preachers like to save the most moving story at the very end.
事实上，我这几天把许多我认为很感动人的故事，比如你的孩子，你还没有到家了，那么那些故事我都把它分布在不同的这个讲道里面。
And in these 3 days, I actually have already arranged and distributed all the moving stories in my sermons, such as the day that my son had not come home. Child, you have not yet arrived home.
但是我希望这几天下来，我们有一个印象，特别从约翰福音21章，上帝看重工人，过于看重工作。希望这句话能够牢牢地刻在我们的心板上。
And we would like to reemphasize that in chapter 21 of John, God appreciated more the worker than the work of the workers.
换句话说，人在寻找 方法,
and in other words, man is seeking the appropriate methodology, and yet God is seeking the right servant, the right man.
原来我再说一遍，人在寻找好的方法， 神在寻找合用的工人或器皿。
And let me repeat it. Man is seeking the right method, and God is seeking the right man or the right vessel.
所以在约翰福音21章，我们看见从1节到14节、15节到17节、18节到22节三段的经文里面，我们看见主耶稣如何的装备他要用的这个人，就是彼得。
And so in these last 3 days, we examined John chapter 21, the 3 sections, verse 1 to 14, verse 15 to 17, and verse 18 through 22nd. And we see that how God prepared this man, Peter.
一方面让他更多的、更清楚的、更认真的认识这位主耶稣。
For one thing, he wanted Peter to know and more clearly, more definitely this God.
因为我们所传扬的是我们所知道的。
Because what we preach is something that we definitely personally know.
然后要彼得真的去爱他更多。
And he further wanted Peter to love him even more.
因为爱
Because love can make ministry to be a matter of enjoyment.
我前天晚上讲过，我的儿子在家里面割草铲雪，那是一个义务。
Two months ago, I said that one of my sons, and do the mowing or shoveling of snow, it is a work of duty.
但是我的儿子在他女朋友的家铲雪割草，这是一个权利。
And that my son can mow the lawn or shovel ice and snow in his girlfriend's home, and that is a privilege.
所以这是个很大的不一样，权利和义务是很不同。And
this is quite a difference there, to do the duty or to enjoy the privilege.
那昨天晚上我们提到，来跟从我，主耶稣对彼得有这样的一个心里面切切的盼望。And
last night we talked about it, the Lord Jesus asked Peter to follow him. And this is the yearning desire of God.
今天早上我在整理这一篇信息的时候，一首我过去在青年团契里面学的一首歌，我想跟大家一起在这里分享。
And this morning when I prepared the message, and I like to, this song came to my mind when I was in Campus Cruz Fellowship. I learned this. I like to share this with you this morning.
Day by day, dear Lord, of you, 3 things I pray: to see you more clearly, to love you more dearly, to follow you more nearly. Day by day. 你看，我突然间发现这个歌跟我这一次约翰福音21章是配在一起。
And I find that the message of this song seemed to fit perfectly well with my message.
To see you more clearly 是1节到14节，约翰福音21章。
To see you more clearly, that is the message of verses 1 to 14.
To love you more dearly 是15节到18节, 15节到17节.
And to love you more dearly is the message of verse 15 through 17.
To follow you more nearly 是18节到22节。
And to follow you more nearly is the message of verse 20 to 22, 18 to 22.
Day by day, dear Lord, of you three things I pray: to see you more clearly, to love you more dearly, to follow you more nearly. Day by day, 起来。Day by day, dear Lord, of you three things I pray: to see you more clearly, to love you more dearly, to follow you more dearly. Day by day, how about the ladies? Men's please. Day by day, dear Lord, of you three things I pray: to see you more clearly, to love you more dearly, to follow you more nearly. Day by day. 会不会背? Could you all memorize it? Yes, okay.你们已经点头了，哈哈，预备，来。Day by day, dear Lord, of you three things I pray: to see you more clearly, to love you more dearly, to follow you more nearly. Day by day.Let's just close our eyes and try to memorize and sing it at the same time, you know, as our praises and worship and also our aspiration before the Lord. 我们一起来。Day by day, dear Lord, of you three things I pray: to see you more clearly, to love you more dearly, to follow you more nearly. Day by day. 谢谢。也许我们这三天听见彼得的故事，给我们带来一些认同感。
Maybe these 3 days we reveal the story of Peter, and this causes some identity and fear.
有的时候，也许我们觉得我们曾经像彼得，或者我们现在正在彼得那一个状况当中。
And maybe some of us are in the same situation what Peter was.
我们觉得我们不被别人所接纳。
And maybe we were not accepted by people.
有的时候我们觉得我们自己都不接纳自己。
And sometimes even ourselves did not accept ourselves.
请弟兄姊妹牢牢记得一件事情，我们的神绝不会弃绝我们。
And but let us remember one thing, definitely that God never forsake us.
到底约翰福音21章。主耶稣在彼得身上做的是一个什么工作
？And we like to see, really, what did the Lord Jesus did to what did he do to Peter? Recorded in chapter 20.
以我们传统的中国传统的属灵的中国教会来看，这个是约翰福音21章。
And if we look at this chapter through the eyes of our traditional spiritual church in China,
我们说主耶稣在破碎彼得，在倒空彼得。
And we can see that here, the Lord Jesus tried to destroy or empty Peter.
我不是从这个角度看。
I did not look at this chapter from this angle.
我觉得中国教会这181年来讲太多消极的话。
And I think that our Chinese church in this past history of 181 years, we talk too much about negative things.
要破碎，要倒空，要对付等等。
And we talk so much about destruction, about the self-denial, about emptiness.
我看约翰福音二十一章，我觉得或者我深信，耶稣基督在这里是肯定彼得，帮助彼得肯定他自己。
And I believe that here the Lord Jesus is coming here to affirm and to definitely and confirm Peter.
是在圣经里面讲到 self-denial， 自我的否定。
And yes, the Bible did talk about self-denial.
是圣经里面提到说我们怎么样对付罪。
And yes, the Bible told us, teaches us how to fight against sin.
但是我觉得今天中国教会这方面讲太多了。
But I think that Chinese churches have talked too much on this subject.
讲到一个地步，弟兄姊妹没有志气，传道人没有骨气。
And we talk so much to the point that the average the Christians seem to be all depressed without courage, even including the minister.
当我们没有骨气的时候，我们自我安慰说这是谦卑。
And when we don't have the courage, we kind of have some kind of interpretation that, oh, this is because of humility.
当我们没有志气的时候，我们自我安慰说这是隐藏。
And we don't have the courage because that we are so much like the hiding ourselves.
我觉得今天这个时代，基督徒应当重新在神的面前给自我有一个骨架。
And I think that today Christians should have the self-evaluation, self-esteem again before the Lord.
我常常讲这句话，如果你在别的地方听过，原谅我再讲一遍。
And if you have heard this somewhere else, excuse me for repeating this.
我求主帮助我，不要让我有仆人的心态。
And I ask the Lord, don't let me have the mind of a servant, a slave.
我觉得今天我们在教会里面，在圣经里面讲太多传道人要做仆人，要做仆人，做到讲到一个地步，传道人已经没有志气。
And today in the church, we talk so much. Ministers should be like a servant, like a servant. We talk so much to the point that ministers seem to have no more courage.
我觉得我们今天不止，或者这样说，不止要有仆人的心态，我们应该超越这个仆人心态，要看见我们自己是万军之耶和华的仆人。
Oh, we should go beyond this. Not only that we know that we are servant, but we are servant of the Lord Jehovah, the Almighty One.
弟兄姊妹，不知道你了不了解我这样的感觉，很不一样的这种心态。我要做仆人，我要做万军之耶和华的仆人，不一样。
And I don't know that you can see the delicate difference between these two: to be a servant or to be a servant of the Almighty God.
请各位不要误会我的意思，我不是说不要做仆人，但是我们要做仆人就要做的荣耀一点，做仆人就做的认清自己那个荣耀的身份。
Oh, I don't mean that we don't want to be a servant, but rather I say to be a servant, and in order to be a servant, we want to be a servant full of glory, the servant of the Almighty.
感谢主，昨天有十几个弟兄姊妹站起来，有的读神学，有的现在在传道。
And I praise the Lord last night that some more than 10 of you stood up, and some are ministers right now, and some are preparing to be His servants.
让我对传道人说这样的一句话，你不要单单有仆人的心态，求主把万军之耶和华的仆人的心态赏给你。
Oh, I don't want you, all of you ministers to remember this. And don't have the mindset as a servant, but have the mindset as the servant of this glorious Almighty Jehovah.
我今天早上的题目不在这里，不过我愿意顺便带出来跟弟兄姊妹做一点彼此的勉励和提醒。
And what I just said was not the main theme of this hour, but I'd like to bring this out to encourage you and me.
请各位翻开你们的圣经到路加福音第一章。
And let us turn to Luke chapter 1.
74节、75节，这是我最后一些心里面的话要跟大家一起分享。
And verses 74 and 75. This is the word in my heart, my mind, in my heart that I'd like to share with you during this message.
如果你有圣经看圣经，如果没有圣经可以看到 transparency.
And we have copied the transparency from the New International Version.
我们先念这个中文，同声念，然后再来念英文。
And let us read it in Chinese first, and then the English part.
我们先念中文，我们一起来，来，叫我们既从仇敌手中被救出来，就可以终身在他面前坦然无惧地用圣洁公义侍奉他。请注意这一节圣经的题目是在，这主题是在侍奉他。
So the main theme of this message, or these two verses, is to serve Him.
这也是我们这次大会的主题：家庭与侍奉的侍奉。
And this is also the theme for this retreat and family and church.
我们一起同声来念一下这个 NIV 的翻译。
Let us read the English version now.
我们一起来 To rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve Him without fear in holiness and righteousness before Him all our days. 如果我们接受这节圣经的主题是to serve Him 或者侍奉他的话
If we accept this,The theme of these two verses is to serve Him.
然后我们从这一节圣经，我们稍微花一点时间来分解一下。
And then we can spend some time to analyze these two verses.
我昨天晚上提到，其实你不一定要真的读原文，你好好的读中文、英文，你就已经可以得到很多的帮助。
Last night I said that it's not necessary, not absolutely necessary that you must know the original language.You can learn the Bible very well just by using the Chinese and English version together.
但是我们感谢主，有一批人特别花时间去研究原文，可以帮助我们。但是并不是说只有他们可以解圣经，而我们不能享受圣经。
We praise the Lord for some people who dedicate themselves to study the original language so that they can help us to learn the Bible more. But it doesn't mean that only they can study the Bible and interpret the Bible, but we as Average Christians, we can do the same.
读圣经有三个很基本的步骤。
And to read the Bible, there are three fundamental procedures.
第一个呢，如果用英文的话，就是 observation, 就是观察。
And the first thing is to observe, observation.
第二个呢，就是怎么样把你 observe 的这些 facts, 把它 interpret. 所以第二个是 interpretation.
So, the second thing is interpretation.
那么第三呢，把你已经 interpret 出来的这些 observed facts, 把它 apply 在我们的生活上面 application.
So, the third part is application.
那么如果我们有这样两节的圣经，我们要怎么样去 observe 它呢？
If we have these two verses, then how should we observe this sentence?
我们的 interpretation application 要 based on, 要根据在这样的一个很清楚的一个 observation 上面。
And so our interpretation and application should based on the correct observation.
当然，在你要 observe 一节圣经的时候，有一个很大很大我们要注意、不可以忽略的，就是我们不能断章取义，不能把圣经 out of context 来看。
And one thing very important is.That we cannot interpret the Bible and out of its context.
很明显的，这两节圣经是从这个施洗约翰的父亲撒加利亚被圣灵充满说出来的话里面的一段很重要的中心。
And you all know that these two verses came from the saying from the priest Zacharias.And who was the father of John the Baptist? And he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
68-75节，撒加利亚归纳上帝与亚伯拉罕所立的约所起的事的一些话。
And in verse 68-75, he summarized what the encounter of God and Abraham and these words together.
或者说到73节。
Or do verse 73.
然后从76-79节呢，是撒加利亚对他儿子的期盼和勉励。
And from 76-79 is the expectation of this father for his son John the Baptist.
所以从这两段的圣经，我们看见两个很重要的一个 message 一个信息。
So from this whole statement, we can see that there are two aspects of this important message.
第一个就是如何从历史来看现在。
The first thing is how to look at the present through the eyes of history.
第二点呢，就是怎么样从客观的角度来看主观。
And the second thing is how to observe the objective thing, the subjective things through objective angle.
那么在这样的一种关系的里面。74-75节便是很重要的一个关键性的一个信息。
So in the, because of this, the verse 74 and 75 has a very important essential part here.
主题是侍奉他。
The first thing, the theme is to serve him.
侍奉他的根据是什么呢
？And what is the basis of our service?
这里有两个 to rescue, to enable.
And there are two words there to rescue. and 拯救 and to enable to 帮助我们使我们。
一个呢就是从仇敌手中救出来，一个呢使我们可以使我们能够来侍奉他。
For one thing, he rescued us from the enemy, and another thing is to enable us to do something.
那么从这节圣经不只是看见侍奉神的根据，我们也在这节圣经里面看见侍奉神的装备。
And in this verse, we not only see the basis for this service, but also see the preparation of this service.
我为什么要把英文写出来？因为英文的句子的 structure 跟中文的排列有一点点不一样，比较清楚于让我这样的解释，所以我把英文把它写出来。
And we put it in the on this transparency in order for us to better understand these two verses, because the English structure can bring out the meaning clear.
侍奉的根据。
And the basis of the service.
侍奉的装备。
And the equipment or the preparation of our service.
第一个 ，without fear.
And the first thing is to serve him without fear.
第二 ，to serve him in holiness.
The second thing is to serve him in holiness.
第三 ，to serve him in righteousness.
And the third is serve him in righteousness, 用公义来服侍他。
第四是 before him, then you serve him. Serve him before him.
And the fourth thing is to serve him before him.
第五 is to serve him all our days.
And the fifth, and to serve him all our days.
所以今天我是大概把这两节圣经把它分成这两个段落，也把它分成这一些的分题。
And so we divided these two verses into such two portions. And this is the subsections there.
我们今天凭什么来侍奉他？
And today, on what basis, for what reason, we can serve him?
凭着他在我们身上的工作，我们侍奉他。
And the basis is because of his mighty work performed in us.
今天有许多的人可以进神学，可以讲一套的知识。
And today, many people can go into seminaries and can they talk about a lot of knowledge.
他没有一些真正切身的经验。
If they don't have any personal experience,
也就是这几天晚上，我强调再强调，我们今天只有我们今天要去传我们所认识的主。
And as I repeated in saying that today we preach, and we not purely preach the message, but we preach the Lord whom we know.
以前有一个人在十字路口在卖一种药。
And before, some people were selling the drugs, some Chinese medicine at the crossroads.
Okay, make it Chinese medicine. 也许他在卖101，你懂他们什么叫101哈？
Maybe they are selling this 101, whatever that medicine.
Do you know what is 101? 你知不知道？
长头发的
，Yeah， 长头发的，他在那里卖101。Okay, since you mentioned Chinese medicine, okay, we make it 101. Okay.
And maybe this man was selling 101, but can hear grow.
他非常会讲。
And he can talk very well.
我在讲这个笑话，讲这个故事的时候，我要注意一下是不是 Jamie Taylor 替我翻译。如果他替我翻译，我就不讲这个。那么他在那里讲得头头是道呀，讲得大家听了以后很受感动。
And this man can really talk.And talk all the audience into it. Everyone was really touched and believing.
每一个人就掏腰包啊，一块钱一瓶的，就每一个人就买了。
So they all pull out the money from their pocket and buy one by one the bottle of this medicine.
有一个小孩子很调皮。
And one little boy was very naughty.
他站在后面拿了一个很长的竹竿。
And he was standing behind some people using a long
behind him,
and use a rod.
然后呢，就把这个人头上戴的帽子，把他挑掉。
And he used the rod to flip over his cap.
当他的帽子一掉下来的时候
，And when his cap was gone,
这些人一哄而散。
And all these customers and just disappeared. As
你知道为什么吗？
Do you know why?
因为这个人是个秃头。
Because this man was bald-headed.
这个一定是个笑话。我相信这100%的是个笑话，不是一个事实。
I believe that this is only a joke, and 100% this is like a joke.
但是今天这一种的笑话却存在在教会的里面。
Unfortunately, this kind of joke exists today in our church.
不错。
Yes, indeed.
医生也会生病。
And yes, medical doctors would have sickness too.
我们在讲家庭专辑的这样的一些人也有家庭的问题。
And whosoever talking about the family and service and family problems, we also have problems in our families.
但是如果我们只是拼命的讲而没有真正的见证来配合，所有的一切都是空的。
But if we can only talk by theory, we don't have our testimony to support it. All we say is vanity.
我们要侍奉他，我们需要有神的恩典的这样的一个基础。
And whatever we say, we have to base on God's grace.
侍奉他的根据是从 enemy's hand 被拯救出来。
And to serve him, the basis of our service of the Lord is because he has received and redeemed us, delivered us, and rescued us from the hand of the enemy.
这里两个 two, 所以很明显这两个 two 是平行的。
And we can see the two word two there, so these two phrases are parallel.
To rescue us, then to serve him. To enable us, then to serve him. 所以这是两个 parallel, 平行的这个观念。
So we can see the parallelism there to rescue us, to serve him, and to enable us to serve.
所以我们侍奉他第一个根据是因着他的恩典。
So the first basis of our service is because of his grace.
第二个侍奉他的根据是因着他的能力。
And the second thing, the basis to serve him is because of his power.
我们今天有心侍奉主的人，这两样东西是不可没有的，好像两个翅膀。
And this is an absolutely and indispensable for whosoever the minister. It's just like the two wings that you have.
我们需要神的恩，我们需要神的能。
We need God's grace. We also need God's power.
当你有神的恩在你心里面的时候，你的话、你的信息，其实本身就已经是一个力量。
If God's grace is upon you, then your word and your personal testimony would already have power there.
但是我们需要圣灵的同在和浇灌，让我们真正的能够有能力来侍奉他。
But furthermore, we need the power of the Holy Spirit so that He can fill us and enable us to do the work.
神的恩典克服或者胜过功德的心理 merit 的心理。
And God's grace and is more than an overcome our attitude of or our concept of merit.
神的能力克服我能的这样的一个问题。
And God's power overcome our concept of I can.
所以我们常常需要十字架的恩典，常常需要圣灵的能力，是从这节圣经很明显的给我们看到。
Therefore, we always need the grace of the cross and the power of the Holy Spirit. It is evident from this verse.
然后撒加利亚说 ，To serve Him， 下面有五个需要有的装备。
And then Zacharias went ahead to talk about to serve him in this, with these five requirements and stated there.
第一个是 without fear, 是中文是坦然无惧。
And the first thing is to serve him without fear.
请问侍奉主的人有什么是可怕的东西？
And let us ask, and what is fearful to the minister?
第一个怕大概就是怕自己没有能力讲不好，或者这个聚会领不成功。
And the first fear is that I'm not eloquent. I cannot lead the successful meeting.
但是侍奉主二十几年来，我渐渐不怕这一点。
And after serving the Lord for some 25 years, I gradually have less fear in this area.
我想只要我多花时间准备，多花时间收集材料，我想我讲好讲不好，我对得起我觉得我已经对得起弟兄姊妹。
And if I diligently prepare the material, organize my message, and deliver it, I think that no matter how good or not so good a delivery, I have satisfied my brothers and sisters.
除非你没有准备。
Unless that you have not prepared.
那么这些年来，我最怕的是什么？
And when, in these many years, do you know what I fear the most?
弟兄姊妹，一个站在讲台上，或者一个被人都看到的人，最怕的一样在侍奉上面的一件事情呢？
And you know that the worst thing, the most fearful thing to a minister is
撒旦的控告。
And that's the accusation of Satan.
神知道你。
Oh, God knows you.
撒旦其实也知道你。
And Satan equally also knows you.
上帝知道你，他怜悯你。
And God knows you and he has pity upon you.
撒旦知道你，撒旦控告你。
And Satan knows you, but he accuses you.
在启示录，约翰提到撒旦有三个诡计。
And in the book of Revelation, you say that Satan has three tricky plans.
我们看一下好不好？使徒这个启示录，请我们看启示录第十一章。
And let's turn to Revelation chapter 11.
十二章。
Chapter 12.
启示录十二章十三节。
Verse 13. Revelation 12:13.
启示录第十二章十三节，龙见自己被摔在地上，就逼迫那生男孩子的妇人。撒旦第一个工作是逼迫。
And in verse 13, now when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman to give birth, who gave birth to the male child.
所以第一个 persecute 就是 persecution。第二个，请看第九节。
And so here is the persecution, and the second thing is verse 9.
大龙就是那古蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下。
And so the great dragon was, and that servant of old called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world.
迷惑 deceive.
And deceives the whole world.
然后看第十节。
And let's turn to verse 10.
我听见在天上有大声音说，我神的救恩能力国度并他基督的权柄现在都来到了，因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的已经被摔下去了。
And you can read in here, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come.For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, had been cast down.
To persecute, to deceive, and also to accuse. 这三件事情，我们在启示录里面很清楚的看见，魔鬼撒旦在我们身上几千年来的伎俩，不过就是这三句话来归纳。
And so we can see that throughout the ages, what Satan did to us.And the trick that he played were all summarized in this one chapter, the three things. He persecuted Christians, who deceived Christians, and also he accused Christians.
在过去二十几年侍奉里面，实在是我最害怕的一件事情，就是突然站在台上或者上台之前，撒旦很强烈的声音在你心里面说：“嘿，你照照镜子看看，你是什么人？你竟然敢站在众人的面前，哇，讲得头头是道，你真大胆。”
And throughout these 20-some years of service, my worst fear was before I would stand up before the pulpit, and Satan would say to me in my heart, "They go to look at the mirror, see who you are, and how dare you would speak to this large group of people about God's word."
我想弟兄姊妹现在了解我，我这三天一直强调的那一点。
And I hope that you understand me in these last three days. I repeated my emphasis here. My emphasis here.
很多时候我们得罪了神，神已经赦免我们，但是我们还没有赦免我们自己。
And often we sin against God. God has already forgiven us, but then we have not forgiven ourselves.
因为我们一直中了魔鬼的诡计，我们在他的控告面前，我们抬不起头来。
Because we have fallen into the trap of Satan, that we accuse ourselves constantly.
我不是说我们就 ignore 这件事情，好像把它看成不存在。
And I don't mean that we ignore all these facts and saying that they do not exist.
我乃是强调说，当撒旦用控告来叩门的时候，我们带着耶稣基督的宝血和恩典来开门。
And I say when Satan knock at your door, who the accuser knock at the door want to accuse you?We should answer the door with the precious blood of Jesus Christ on his cross.
Without fear, 很可能是我们过去累积多年的一些 records, 一些记录。
And without fear, here this may be referring to the record of our many years in the past.
第二 to serve him in holiness, 是指说你在侍奉他的这一个刹那，你是不是活在
Yes, the very moment you serve him, are you under his control, are you holy?
中文翻译有点特别，叫用圣洁来侍奉他，英文说 in holiness to serve him.
And here we can see the slight difference in the Chinese and English translation.And similarly, the English one is better. In 是在圣洁当中，
所以不是说 with holiness, 是 in the holiness.
So it's not so much with the with holiness, but rather in holiness to be served.
因为只有在耶稣基督里面才有真正的圣洁。
Because only when we are in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have holiness.
很多时候，有些弟兄姊妹好奇就问我说：“李牧师，你每次上台以前在那里低头祷告，你祷告的内容是什么？”
And often, when brother and sister would ask me that, how come you pray often, you always pray before you would go to the pulpit? And what did you pray then?
我说这是我的秘密，你管我那么多干嘛？
And I said that this is my secret. Why should I tell you?
你们真是啰嗦哈！我连个祷告你都要麻烦我，这个是我跟神的事情，跟你和与你何干呢？
And what has that to do with you? And I pray to God.
很坦白的说，每一次我在那里祷告的时候，我再一次求神用他的宝血来遮盖我。
And each time I pray that the Lord would use His precious blood once again to cover me.
提摩太后书第二章告诉我们说，只有成为圣洁才能够合乎主用。
And in 2 Timothy chapter 2, only the clean vessels can be used by the Lord.
只有成为圣洁才能够合乎主用。
Only those who are holy already can serve the Lord.
不要带着罪站在台上。
You should not stand before the congregation with sin still in you.
1964年。
1964。
我们夫妇到香港去开学生工作的一个会议。
And Mrs. Lee and I went to Hong Kong to attend one conference on student work.
在新界的斗峰山，在道峰山，在那里有几天的聚会。
And there was a retreat there in 道峰山 for 3 days.
那一次聚会晚上的讲员是一个印度的一个弟兄。
And during that retreat, that conference.The main speaker in the evening was a brother from India.
他的名字叫 Brother Chandapilla, 我还记得他的名字。
And his name was Chandapilla.
那么那天我跟有一位姊妹讲，我说我跟你一样，我每一次聚会喜欢坐在第一排。
And I told the one sister that evening, and I'm like you. I like each time in the meeting, I like to sit in front.
所以我每一次就坐在第一排。
So I always would take the seat in the first row.
Brother Chandapilla, 他坐在第一排，所以不好意思跟他平起平坐，所以坐在第二排。
So that time, the brother Chandapilla was sitting in the first row, so I did not feel comfortable. I sat on the second row.
那当那天领会的那个Brother Chua Wee Hien, 他介绍完了这个Brother Chandapilla 以后呢，他就说把时间交给 Chandapilla 弟兄。
And that evening, the moderator, the brother him, and he introduced the brother Chandapilla then, and he would come up.
那么他起来讲道的时候很奇怪哈，每一个人就拿了圣经就起来，就他不是哈，这个人好像不知道就做了一下手脚，然后他才起来到台上来。
And see, for most speakers, and after introduction would come up with the Bible then, but he did not.He seemed to move his hands and feet a little bit before he would come up.
因为我坐在第二排，所以我看得一清二楚。
Because I was sitting behind him, so I could see that very clearly.
他把鞋子脱了，赤脚跑到台上来讲道。
And what he did was to get off his shoes and come to the front without his shoes.
因为他讲什么，我老实说，我忘记了。
I forgot what he talked that evening.
因为什么？因为我一直在看他的脚。
Because that evening I.Kind of pay most attention to his feet.
因为我坐在第一排，所以看得很清楚。
Because I was in sitting up front, I could see that very clear.
所以我很好奇，我说这人怎么搞得那么怪？讲道脱了鞋上台。
And I was full of wonder. I said, how come this one was so strange? He would take off his shoes before he would go up to speak or to preach.
第二天，我不只是坐在第二排，我坐在旁边。
And next day, I not only would sit on the second row, but I would sit next to him.
当他要上来讲道的时候，我就一直看他的脚，看他。
And before he got up to speak, I looked at his feet again.
他又把鞋子脱，又打赤脚哈。
Again, he took off his feet, his shoes before he would come up to this pulpit.
好像中国大陆的赤脚医生一样，他在那里不穿鞋子就到台上来。
And he seemed like the barefoot doctor back in the mainland China.
第三天我忍不住了。
So the third day, I could not hold my peace anymore.
我再这样下去，我根本不能专心听他讲道。
If I did it again, I could not pay attention to his message.
后来我就问他，我说 brother.
So I asked him, brother.
我说 why do you take off your shoes before you go to the pulpit? 我说你为什么要脱掉鞋才跑到台上去呢？
So I asked him why he took off the shoes first before he preached.
他手围住我，他说 brother, have a good guess.
And, 他就问我，你猜一猜。
我看他又轻松又严肃，我就不好意思轻松了，我就问他，我说跟圣经有没有关系？
我看他I see that he is half serious and half with humor, and I could not do anything, but I asked him seriously, is this based on some biblical teaching?
他说对了。
And he said yes.
我就想到摩西，就想到耶稣亚。
And then I remember Moses and the experience of Joshua.
他说，李弟兄，每一次我借着拖鞋提醒我，我等一下要站的是个圣地。
And this time, this act of taking off my shoes would remind me that the very moment I preach, I will be standing on holy ground.
Or the very place I stand.Is the holy ground. 我所站的地方是一个圣地，所以我站在台上，我能够随便讲话吗
？So, and if I'm standing on the holy ground, can I talk just in a casual way?
从1964年底到现在
，So from the end the 1964 near the end of the year until now.
我每一次讲到，我大概都不会忘记。Chandler Pillar, 他给我带来的挑战和提醒。
And I never forgot, Brother Chandler Pillar gave me the challenge.
你看我穿鞋子上来，我并没有脱鞋子上来。
And you see that I came up here with my shoes.
我觉得今天的教会太容易学外表，而忘记了学真正的功课的本身。
And today the churches often would only learn the external things without learning the real, the essence of meaning of the message.
也许很多人以后就学会了，哎呀，打赤脚上台讲道。
Or maybe from now on, many people, many preacher will come up here barefooted.
但是从来没有想到我赤脚是干什么的。
But would not remember why we take off the shoes.
求主帮助我们，让我们不忘记我们常常服侍主的那个地方 ，where we serve Him， 那个地点是一个圣地。
So let us not forget the very place we serve Him is a holy ground.
那么不只是第一 ，without fear; 第二 ，in holiness; 第三 ，in righteousness.
And thirdly, we have to serve the Lord in word and righteousness.
Holiness and righteousness.很明显的，这是同义字，这两个字。
And you can see very well these two words and have a very related meaning.
但是 holiness 是比较在消极那一方面 ，righteousness 比较在积极正面这一方面。
Holiness seems to be slightly more emphasizing the negative part, but righteousness is with a lot of emphasis on the positive.
我们知道主是我们的圣洁，主也是我们的公义，这是哥林多前书第一章告诉我们。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, we will learn that Jesus the Lord is our holiness and our righteousness.
那么 righteousness 到底是什么意思呢？
And what is the meaning of righteousness?
就是要在神的在基督里面的标准来 serve Him.
And that is.To serve him in this with the standard of God or in the standard of God.
摩西建造这个会幕，圣经里面一再的强调，他是照着山上的样式而盖造的。
And you remember that when Moses built the tabernacles, and he built everything according to what God told him, according to the plan that God gave him.
所以今天我们要侍奉主，要在他的标准里面侍奉主，不是用人的传统，不是用人的潮流来侍奉主。
So today we must serve the Lord in His standard, not according to our tradition or according to the current trend.
所以我们要像主耶稣一样，晚上上山，早上下来，进到殿里面开始侍奉神。
So we must learn from the Lord Jesus Christ, and at night we should go up to the mountain to pray, and in the morning we come back to the temple to preach.
使徒行传一章八节，但圣灵降临在我们身上，我们就得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。那节圣经给我们看到两方面，一个是 vertical， 一个是 horizontal， 一个是跟神的关系，一个是跟人的关系。但是神先人后。
And you can repeat the verse 8 of Acts chapter 1.That you should receive the power from the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will come to you, and then you should be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. And there are two aspects. One is vertical and one is horizontal relationship. But the vertical one will come first between God and man.
你先在神的面前过山上的生活，你才能够下山照着他的标准来侍奉他。
You must first ascend into the mountain and with the holy relationship with God, the vertical relationship first before you can come down and serve the people in a lateral way.
我的时间还剩下六分钟哈，不过第四项我们看到怎么样 serve Him 呢？是 before Him。
And how do we serve him? The fourth part is we serve him before him.
在他的面前。
We serve in his holy presence.
我们的神是以马内利的神。
And God is Emmanuel.
他要与我们同在。
And he is omnipresent and he is with us.
马太福音第一章讲到以马内利，他与我们同在。
And in Matthew chapter 1, Emmanuel, God is with man.
马太福音二十八章最后一章提到说，你们若这样行，我就要与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And then in the last chapter of Matthew, chapter 28, and the Lord said, if you do all this, then the God will be with you forever.
常常我问弟兄姊妹，神与我们同在好不好？
And I often ask our brothers and sisters, is it good that God be with us?
差不多每一个人都说好。
And almost everyone will say yes.
我们教会有一个比较调皮的弟兄说 it depends.
And one of not you a Christian say that it depends.
我很同意他的看法。
And that's interesting enough, I agree with his feeling. His feeling.
神与我们同在，要看我们那个时候在做什么。
And it depends if it's what the car see. God will see what we are doing at that very moment.
懂我的意思吗？你如果说做坏事，主我跟与我们同在，就是碍手碍脚。
If you are doing something wrong, you are doing something sinful, and God is with you, then you will feel very uncomfortable.
有一个太太。
And one lady.
那是好多好多年以前来问我。
And many years ago came to ask me.
李牧师，圣经里面哪里告诉我们说基督徒可以？打麻将或者不可以打麻将。
Pastor Lee, can you tell me from the Bible that in what part that we can or we cannot play mahjong?
哇，我给他一问问到。
And I was kind of stunned by his question.
我告诉他有。
And I said yes, that's the answer there.
他在哪里？哇，他要写下来。
And she was very interested, so she wanted to copy down the answer.
我说在马可福音十七章第八节。
And I said that this is in Mark chapter 17 and verse 8.
哇，你们今天真的有人在翻马可福音，只有十六章，没有十七章。他说：“李牧师，不要跟我开玩笑。”我说好，不开玩笑，我们言归正传。我说好，你说基督徒可不可以打麻将？我说我给你一句话。
And I can give you one word.
以马内利。
Emmanuel.
你没有回答我的问题。
And she said that you didn't answer my question.
我说我不会回答你的问题。
And I said that I will not answer your question.
我就是给你这四个字，你回去吧。
And I just give you this one word, Emmanuel.
差一点要学耶稣说，你平平安的回去吧。
I almost said that you will have peace.
但是我知道他没有平安。
But I know that she will not have any peace.
过了一段时间，我去看他。
And after a while, and some time, I went to see her.
他抓住我，他是李牧师。
And she grabbed my hand and said, Pastor Lee.
灵啊，真灵啊。
Oh, that was so good, so helpful.
我不知道他在讲什么。
And I did not know what she referred to.
他说以马内利真灵啊。
Oh, Emmanuel, that's a very good answer.
后来我才知道。
And later on I found out.
他说李牧师，你给我这四个字，害我害得好厉害。
And she said that this word, Emmanuel, now make me a lot of trouble for me.
过了两天，隔壁的张太太打电话来说，哎，谭太太，这个，我们三缺一，来打麻将吧。
And two days later, my neighbor called me that, oh, we need you to be the fourth partner in playing mahjong.
去了，
Oh, yeah,
go. 打八圈卫生麻将。
So we'll play some eight rounds of a healthy mahjong.
然后开始打麻将的时候。
And when they were playing there.
以马内利。
And she remembered Emmanuel.
这个门前清不求人，哭了。以马内利。他说烦死了。他我以前去打麻将，耶稣都不跟我来，现在李牧师一讲了以后，他跟着我在一起，好讨厌的。
And she said that in the past, when I played mahjong, the Lord Jesus was never with me. But now, after I met with Pastor Lee, each time I played mahjong, the Lord Jesus was right there.
我明是打麻将，以马内利。什么叫以马内利？主与我同在，主在旁边呢，他一直陪我打麻将。
So each time, the Emmanuel, the Lord was with me when I played mahjong.
哎呀，他说灵得很，他以后我就不打麻将。
So that was so helpful. Then from then on, I quit playing.
很多时候我们。基督徒提到说可以做这个，不可以做那个，很多时候变成律法，我们要小心。
And often we can say that Christians, you can do this and you cannot do that. Often it seems to be law.
我们被主耶稣基督从律法里面拯救出来。
You remember that The Lord Jesus has saved us from the old law.
然后又把我们，就这个传道人又把我们放在一个新的律法里面。
And then put us into the new law.
什么叫新的律法
？And what is the new law?
基督徒不可以看电影。
The new law is, and a Christian cannot watch movie.
基督徒不可以跳舞。
And the Christians cannot dance.
基督徒不可以抽烟。
And Christians cannot smoke.
基督徒不可以喝酒。
And Christians cannot drink.
这都是律法。
And these are all laws.
你说对对对，这个我同意。
And you nod your head, you say that I agree.
难道基督徒可以做这些吗
？Oh, do you think that Christians can do all this?
可以不可以是另外一回事。
Can or cannot is a different matter.
问题是你跟神的关系怎么样
？The very important thing is what is your relationship with God.
不要把这些事情变成一种律法。
Don't make all these things into laws.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们要小心。
And but we must be careful.
我们还有一种律法。
And that's another kind.
你信了耶稣以后。
And after you believe in the Lord Jesus,
你应该祷告。
You should pray.
你应该读经。
You should read the Bible.
你应该参加聚会。
You should attend meetings.
你应该去传福音。
You should go to preach the gospel.
也是律法。
And these are all laws too.
信耶稣应该读经，难道不对吗
？And don't you think it's important or right to read the Bible?
但是你把信了耶稣应该读圣经，怪不得你到今天圣经读来读去都在创世纪前面三章。
And if you have this kind of attitude that a Christian should read the Bible, then you have no interest in reading. Up to this time, you may be staying in only the first three chapters.
当我们真的给他们看见这位神是以马内利与我们同在的这位主的时候
，But only when we see that this God is God Emmanuel, He is with us.
我们很自然，我们基督徒的生活就不一样。
And naturally, our life, our lifestyles will all change.
不只是他的同在帮助我们，而且他同在的能力能够帮助我们。
Not only his presence would help us, but the power because of his presence would help us.
Serve him before him.
And so we serve him before him.
最后 serve him all our days.
And the last part, we serve him all our days.
终身的侍奉他。
And we serve him all the days of our life.
All the days of our life 是什么意思呢
？And what is the meaning here?
就是让我们能够做一个全天候的基督徒。
And that is the
24 hours Christians.
And that is we are doing a 24-hour Christian.
或者 all season Christians， 就是任何情形之下，我们都是一个基督徒。
And that is we are Christian consistently, no matter where and when.
而且我们要做一个全天候的传道人。
And we also can be a preacher of all seasons.
做一个侍奉他的全天候，做一个全天候的侍奉他的人。
And to be a servant of his of all seasons.
我看见扎实泰弟兄在这里。
And I can see Brother Chai in the back.
我突然想起，我现在在那里，突然想起，他在初中的时候，我在他那个初中团契做他的辅导的一件事情。
And I remember one thing in the before campus fellowship when Brother Chai was in junior high school.
张仁泰，不要怕，我不是要求你。在那一次有一次大同中学的团契的聚会里面，我给他们一个题目讨论。
And during the meeting, I gave them one question to discuss.
我记得很清楚，是在他们那个学校的团契。
I remember very clearly that happened in his campus group.
我问这些初中的孩子，我就问他们说，主耶稣如果再来的话，他看见你们在做什么事情，主耶稣最高兴。
And I asked them if during your meeting, say if Jesus come at this time into your fellowship, is Jesus Christ the most happy?
不一定 in the fellowship， 就是说主耶稣任何时候来。那么他看见你在做什么事情最 please 他最讨他的喜欢。
And if the Lord Jesus comes again when while you are doing something, and then he will be most pleased.
那么哇，就有一个学生，我想大概不是他，就举手说就说了。
And then when the student raised up his hand and said,
当耶稣再来的时候。
And when the Lord Jesus comes again,
我正在读路加福音一章74-75节，正在读经的时候，耶稣最高兴了，最满意。
And if at that time I was reading the Bible, like Luke 1:74-75, then Jesus must be most happy.
乖孩子，你在读我的话。来，上来，好的。
Oh, you are nice boy. Then come with me to heaven.
哦，那个人讲的我好得意，第二个人又举手了。
And then so the second one will raise up the hand.
他说：“哎呀，如果耶稣再来的时候，我正跪在那边祷告，我们在天上的服侍人就称你的名为神，正在祷告的时候，耶稣说：‘哎呀，乖婴啊，来来，好，你真是一个好孩子。’”
And the second one said.When Jesus comes again, I was just praying, even the Lord's Prayer, then he must be most pleased. And then Jesus said, a nice boy, come with me.
这些孩子越来越气愤，是兴奋。第三个就说，如果耶稣再来的时候，我坐在那边聚会，这个 Kentucky 的聚会，这个退休会，突然耶稣来就说，哦，你在聚会，哇，真好，来来来，来到天上来。
So the group of students in the high school was very excited then. One by one raised up their hand, and the third one said,Maybe when the Lord comes and I was in the meeting, then he must be very pleased.
那第四个就站起来说，如果我正在那个手上拿 four spiritual laws， 那正在跟一个人在传福音，耶稣说，哎呀，你跟彼得一样，真不错，好，你是个传福音的人。
the fourth one said, Maybe when the Lord Jesus comes and I was just there doing witnessing and using a tract like the four spiritual laws and the four laws of spiritual.
Okay.
And then maybe he was most pleased.
哇，他们高兴得不得了。
And they were all so excited.
后来他们在讨论完，他们是分两边在讨论。后来就问我，李哥哥，你的答案是什么
？And they at that time they divided into two groups to discuss. And then after the discussion, they all asked this counselor and Brother Lee, what is your answer?
我说我在给你们答案以前，问你们一个问题。
And Pastor Lee asked that before I give you the answer.I ask you one question.
你想耶稣来一次，还是来两次，还是来多次
？And do you think that Jesus will come once or twice or multiple times?
我说当然一次了。
Oh, of course, only one time.
哦，我说问题来了。
I said that then there comes some problem.
我说你在读经，你在祷告，你在聚会，你在传福音。
And you are reading the Bible, you are praying, and you are attending a meeting, and you are doing preaching or preaching the gospel.
那么在那个时候。在美国的基督徒在干什么
？And at that time, what did the Christians in America do? And they thought for a moment.
Sleeping.
Oh, they were all sleeping then.
我说糟糕了，我说那就完了，那美国的基督徒都完蛋。
And then I said that's bad because then all the Christians in America and North America they have no chance.
那除非他们通宵祷告。
Unless they will pray all night long.
除非他们通宵读经。
Unless they read the Bible all night long.
那他们想想也有道理啊，应该通宵读经的，这样等耶稣来比较好，比较安全一点。
They said yes, maybe that's correct. So to pray all night long or read the Bible all night long, it is safe to meet the Lord.
但是如果耶稣一直不来怎么办
？But if the Lord will not come, then what?
那他们说李哥哥说问题严重，问题严重。
And he said this is a serious problem.
说看样子耶稣应该来两次。
And so this reason maybe the Lord should come twice.
一次为东半球，一次为西半球。
Once for the Eastern group, half of the group, and the second time was the Western half of the group.
后来我就跟他们讲。
Then I told them.
我告诉你们，耶稣再来的时候，他看见你在做什么，他最高兴呢。
And I told them that when Jesus comes, and he will be most pleased when you do this thing.
他来的时候，他看见你正在做你那个时候该做的事情，他最高兴。
And at that time, you are doing the thing that you should do at that very moment. He will be most pleased.
你该读经的时候，他来，他高兴。
And if that's the time that you should be reading the Bible, and you are reading the Bible, he will be most pleased.
你该睡觉的时候，主耶稣最高兴，因为你那个时候在做你该做的事情。
If that's the time that you should be sleeping and you were sleeping there, Jesus comes and he will be most pleased.
换句话说，我们真是要在神的面前学习做一个终身在他面前全天候24小时的一个基督徒。
And in other words, we should be a Christian, a real Christian, 24 hours of a day in all seasons.
我不希望今天早上这篇信息制造一个 climax, 一个高潮。
And I don't want that today's message will create a climax for you.
我觉得在这几天的聚会里面，包括师母的这些分享在内，我们一直觉得，我们一直在希望制造一些 climax.
And I believe that in these 3.5 days,And including Mrs. Lee's message, we are constantly creating some climax.
但是我希望弟兄姊妹无论如何跟我合作做一件事情。
But no matter how, I ask you to do one thing together with me.
把思想放在我们所传的信息里面。
And put your thoughts into the message which you preach.
把思想放在神的话语上面。
And put your thoughts on God's word.
刚才我在祷告的时候提到。
And earlier in my prayer, I mentioned this.
我们人的话会过去，只有神的话不会过去。
And men's word will pass away; only God's word will stay forever.
聚会的活动会过去，圣灵的感动不可以过去。
And the meeting will finish.But the word of the Holy Spirit, the moving of the Holy Spirit will abide forever.
我们同声的再把中文跟英文读一遍，先读中文。
And let us read these two words one more time, first in Chinese and
then. 我们一起来，叫我们既从仇敌手中被救出来，就可以终身在他面前坦然无惧的用圣洁公义侍奉他。To rescue us from the hand of our enemies.And to enable us to serve Him without fear in holiness and righteousness before Him all our days. Eva, 我们一起唱一遍。Day by day, dear Lord, of you three things I pray: to see you more clearly, to love you more dearly, to follow you more nearly.
我可以问一句，为什么分成两个经节？应该是一个经节。74-75应该是一个经节。
这个赵立忠弟兄问说，为什么这个经节这要分成74-75？其实圣经的分章分节不是原来这个圣经的原文就有的，这个圣经的分章分节是后来在天主教的这个范围里面的时候他们所分的。所以很多人说分章分节是帮助我们，只是说我们读圣经的时候他喘一口气停一停哈。所以有的时候我们如果靠着分章节来看圣经的分段有危险，比如说以弗所书五章我们都是从22节读起，因为我们已经印度已经把它印开来了，但是事实上从20节读起是很重要的。所以这个分章分节赵弟兄提的这个是很对哈，只是帮助我们，所以这个本身没有它的绝对性啊，本身没有它的绝对性。所以74-75节把它分开来只是一个啊，有74有75节，并不是说在起初神的启示里面这个分章分节就是那么重要。我们唱 Day by Day Dear Lord。
Day by day dear Lord, of you three things I pray: to see you more clearly, to love you more dearly, to follow you more nearly, day by day. Day by day, dear Lord, of you three things I pray: to see you more clearly, to love you more dearly, to follow you more nearly, day by day.
张宇光弟兄，请你灵魂做结束的祷告。
亲爱的老爸父神，我们真是感谢赞美你。哦，主啊，我们算得了什么？主啊，你既然这样的爱我们，你把我们从罪恶里面拯救出来。哦，主啊，不但如此，你给我们这样的机会，能够在你的面前能够侍奉你。
感谢。
主啊，我们真是感谢赞美你。主啊，我们真是借着你的仆人在这里把你的话语再一次向我们心里前显明。主啊，再一次话语达到我们心里面。主啊，让我们知道我们活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠你所出的一些话。主啊，这是让我们的回去能够这些话语不断地留在我们的心中。主啊，让我们每一天能够活出来。主啊，能够见证你的名，在你面前能够好好的侍奉你。主啊，你保守带领我们每一位参加的弟兄姊妹们，这是让我们这今后的日子能够陷在你的手中。
阿们。
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.